Living outside of a city has certain advantages. You're away from the hustle, there are wide open spaces. But those same positives can be negatives, especially when it comes to healthcare. In mostly rural Cochise County, the Copper Queen Community Hospital in Bisbee is increasingly drawing patients from all over, according to CEO Jim Dixon, because fewer and fewer doctors are serving rural areas.
What we're seeing is that people no longer use their primary care doctors as the gatekeeper into the healthcare system. They come back to the emergency room because there's nothing else available. And so that becomes an integral part of the delivery system.
The lack of care in rural areas is not limited to just primary care doctors. Specialists are even more difficult to find. For Copper Queen Hospital, that has meant an increase in telemedicine, connecting patients in Bisbee with specialists in Tucson and the Phoenix metro area. But telemedicine facilities are expensive to set up, and as the economy slowed, Dixon says available dollars for rural medicine began to dry up.
A lot of the subsidies that were recognized in the 90s and the 80s are now being taken away in the budget cuts, and that's what keeps it there.
Hospitals in rural areas often receive a large portion of their operating budgets from Medicaid, in Arizona, the program known as Access. But cuts to that program in recent years are adding to the economic problems for rural doctors and their patients.
As the recession hit, it affected rural areas a lot stronger than it did urban areas. And, you know, you don't have jobs being recreated out here and the economy coming back the way you do in urban areas. So it's basically what your mix is. And then you get geographically lucky. We are in a better area for a diversified payer mix, so we can do some of that.
Last month, state lawmakers passed a budget that included the restoration of funding cut from Access. Conservative Republicans balked at the increased funding, a stance that put them squarely at odds with Governor Jan Brewer. In the end, she won that political fight within her own party. The official state-run Access website even put video testimonials online of patients praising the proposed restoration of funding.
I am 59 years old. I am single and live alone. I've always worked to support myself. The job I have now doesn't provide health benefits and didn't pay enough for me to buy them. Recently, I felt dizzy and lightheaded and like I was going to pass out, so I went to St. Joseph's emergency room.
The increased Access funding won't kick in until January, and a group led by former Southern Arizona State Senator Frank Antonori is trying to get a ballot question in front of voters repealing the increased funding. In the meantime, Copper Queen Hospital's Jim Dixon says he worries that more and more rural medical facilities will close.
It'll happen one at a time. From what I hear from my peer group, it's getting harder and harder. We can't buy the equipment to replace. We can't keep state of the art. And that will affect access to care and disease management.
Over the last 2 years, Dixon says Copper Queen has seen a 40% increase in charity care. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.